morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And coming up this Sunday, November 4th at 1 p.m. at the Red River Brewing Company in downtown Shreveport, it's the next All Y'all Storytelling program on the subject of Let's Eat. And I'm already hungry. Joining me now on our Noel Foundation studios now are Chris J. and Sarah A. Bear, and they're going to fill us in on all the culinary details. So, Sarah and Chris, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having us, Bill.
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
So, let's get into how did you come up with this theme, Let's Eat? Not that I oppose eating at any time, but I just kind of curious.
Well, I think that's one of the things. Chris and I obviously both love food. And we've met a lot of interesting people by being invited into restaurants and tables in people's homes over the past 5 years of working on All Y'all. And food just seemed like a really great theme for us to explore this time around.
Food is one of those lenses that you can really examine cultures through, where you mm-hmm. can kind of learn traditions and really get, you know, peel back the cover on people's lives just by talking about what they eat, you know. They say you are what you eat, and you can tell a lot about a person and where they're from and how they grew up by what they ate growing up. And we've had a blast talking to people about it.
Okay, so tell us about some of the storytellers and what are the stories they're going to be telling. The one that interests me right off is a guy named Catfish.
Yes.
I like Catfish.
Catfish is a fascinating human being.
Yeah, he got that nickname because there were two Anthonys working in the kitchen where he was a line cook, and you just couldn't have that situation. So he ended up getting the nickname Catfish, and it stuck. And he's going to tell a story about a truly unforgettably difficult brunch service where he was a line cook, and let's just say he learned that there are penalties for crying wolf.
Oh,
I think okay. That's a good way to say
yeah.
it.
Well, he didn't say they were serving wolf, did he?
No.
Okay, no.
Okay. So
no.
Just checking, you know.
I don't know. Those moms out there might love to eat wolf. Who
knows? But no, it's a comical, light kind of appetizer for he's going to tell his story first. It's going to be the first of six courses on Sunday afternoon at 1 at Red River Brewing Company.
And if you've ever been to the downtown Rhino, Anthony actually trains the baristas there, so okay. he's a culinary like
oh at Rhino Coffee.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Really an incredibly bright young man with a great sense of humor, and he's going to tell a wonderful story.
Okay, and let's go on to the other storytellers. Who are they, and kind of give us, without the spoiler,
yeah.
you know, kind of give us a gist on what they're going to tell us.
I'm really excited about, we actually have about half of the stories work or cook food professionally, and then half of the stories are not professional chefs. They're just regular people who have had interesting food experiences, and a young woman, Marley Chesek, she is Chinese American. She was adopted when she was very young and went back to China to find her birth family, to learn more about who she was as a person, and she had some really interesting food experiences while in China. Her story, I've had to hold back tears every time I've heard it because it's so sweet, and just really makes you think about how the food that we eat and we grow up eating shapes us in some way. It leaves a visible imprint on our memories.
I'm thinking of Facebook post I saw about from people below I-10 in Louisiana talking about how other people make gumbo.
And
apparently there are rules in different parts of this state about how you make gumbo and what you use in the roux.
And I will say there's no wrong way to make gumbo, but
everyone has strong opinions.
There are a lot of opinions. Yeah. We could have a whole other All Y'all on gumbo
just
making.
Just call gumbo. Yeah.
Hey, there you go. The new subject matter. So let's go on to the next presenter.
I'm really excited about a young man named Henry Griffin, who's going to tell the story of kind of coming up through a series of kitchens in Shreveport-Bossier, including some really tough jobs at the casinos, for example. I mean, just starting out just chopping vegetables and things, all the way up to opening his own restaurant with his mother, Dr. Gail Griffin. And together, they are the only two employees of their restaurant, which is called Creole Cafe. It's over by the State Exhibit Museum in Shreveport, and they go at it. I mean, they are like Laurel and Hardy. It's a mother and son team that run this restaurant. And their story is just so charming and inspiring because he started at the very bottom. And he now owns his own restaurant and he's doing great.
And it's going to be a miracle if Henry gets through his story and Dr. Gale doesn't get up on stage and tell it with him, because they have such such an amazing rapport as a mother and son that work in a restaurant. It's been really fun to get to know
them. Well, that sounds really cool. So how about there's two more or three more?
We have six storytellers in total. Okay. I'm also really excited about Jada Durden's story. So Jada is a local travel and lifestyle blogger who has really risen to fame. I mean, she gets flown all over the globe to mm-hmm. write about places to eat and places to travel. And she's going to share a story about how two tacos made that possible for her.
Oh, wow.
A photo of two tacos that she posted on Instagram yes. changed her life completely.
Interesting.
There's a young woman named Taskeen Begum, who's a young Muslim woman, who's going to talk about kind of food traditions that affected her growing up in the Muslim community here in the Deep South. You know, she has a really unique perspective on food and life. Her story about her father having to force her to eat because when she was a little child, she just hated all food is really, really, really charming. You know, she was afraid of him, so she'd try to hide her food everywhere, and he kind of figured out her tricks. And what I love about the story is it just shows us how universal some of those experiences are. You know, I think we all know a little kid that doesn't want to eat their vegetables, whether they come from, you know, any sort of background. So to hear it from Taskeen is really wonderful.
You know, little kids who describe broccoli as trees or something.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I can't relate to that at all. So let's go on. Now, usually at your events, this has got the brewing company, so I presume spirits will be served.
Yeah.
Is there a cash bar that's going to help out the all y'all thing? Is that a coordination there?
So we won't receive any proceeds for the bar, but I don't want that to stop anybody right. from drinking because Red River has such a great beer program, and they are our music sponsor for right. 2018. So they are helping us pay musicians a living wage to play at our events, which is a very important thing for Chris and I. So Twang Darkly, who we heard at the beginning of this segment.
They opened up with them.
Yeah. They're
imagine
gonna,
that.
They're going to be our interstitial music throughout the evening. And I'm excited because Michael from Twang Darkly plays a gourd tar.
Oh,
so
yeah.
food even touches the music that we're going to have that evening. He's literally going to be
playing
a
food.
Gourd.
Yeah,
exactly.
He's the only one I know that can make spaghetti and make music with it. You know? So he's pretty talented in that way. So now food being the topic, I'm presuming there's going to be some culinary delights at your event. Can you tell us about the menu, which sounds like a glorified country breakfast?
It is. It is kind of a hearty brunch. I mean, Chef Anthony Fallon, who's at Red River Brewing Company, is going to be preparing a brunch that's going to begin at 11:30 on Sunday. That's this Sunday, November 4th. And it'll still be being served when our event starts at 1, but we hope everyone will come early so they can kind of get sure. a good brunch under their belt. There's going to be a whole smoked whole hog. There's going to be country biscuits and gravy, scrambled eggs, all sorts of delicious stuff. It's going to be a good way to lead up to hearing about food is eating some delicious food.
Now I'm looking at this and I'm thinking pepper grits. Now I've had cheese grits and I've had, you know, butter grits, and of course I'm a Yankee, so you know when I make grits it'd probably scare y'all. But you know,
Lord, don't tell me you put sugar in them.
No, I ain't telling you nothing. I'm pleading the fifth here. But pepper grits, tell me about this.
You know, that's a good question. I have never had Chef Anthony's pepper grits, but I have had his grits, period, and they are delicious. They're fluffy, full of butter and yumminess. So I'm sure this is like a butter pepper grit kind of combo.
Just a little bit of bite, a little bit of sting in there.
Yeah, but the thing I'm most excited about for brunch is that Chef Anthony is roasting a whole pig for us. So like you'll be serving yourself from a giant pig.
His his restaurant there, Fat Calf Boucherie, is really interesting. If you haven't been, it's something kind of very, very different for Shreveport and very good.
And you'd mentioned that Twang Darkly is going to be your musician.
Yes.
So is that the whole group that's Michael and Lane?
Okay. Yeah, the whole group is going to be there. So they'll be
and
on stage
Joel.
With our storytellers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they have played one of our events before. And when we were thinking about musicians that might be able to find some sort of way to tie food into their musical process, they were the first band that came to mind.
Oh, yeah. They can. Yeah. I mean, if they can tie Martian Mountain Appalachian music together, then I'm pretty sure they can handle this. So,
yeah.
Okay. Now, this is, as most of your events are, this is a fundraiser. So tell us about the foundation that you're going to be giving this money to.
So we're going to be giving 100% of the door, not 15% or 30%, but 100% everything to an organization called the Eddie E. Hughes Foundation. It's a not-for-profit nonprofit that's been incorporated in part to put on a stuffed shrimp festival in Shreveport. Stuffed shrimp are a food tradition in Shreveport that a lot of people feel, and I agree, just hasn't been given its due. You know, everyone knows about the Strawn's Pie. Everyone knows about the Shrimp Buster at Herbie K's.
Oh, yeah.
but here in Shreveport, you know, a certain segment of society doesn't really pay much attention to the stuffed shrimp that go all the way back to the 1930s. Okay. So, I mean, this is a legacy, and we need to celebrate it in Shreveport.
Now, what are these shrimp stuffed with?
It's going to be a really fiery crab meat dressing.
Okay.
They're going to be rolled in flour and deep fried. Everyone does them a little bit different. Lots of herbs and spices in there. And, I mean, the thing is, most people don't, if you've never seen like a Shreveport-style stuffed shrimp, they actually look like corn dogs.
Okay.
They don't look like stuffed shrimp like you've seen like at a banquet.
Right.
They actually physically resemble corn dogs.
You could have like a, instead of a chili cook-off, you could have a stuffed shrimp contest.
I totally. Think that might be part of the festival.
Okay, that
so
would be cool.
Something like, something
try
like that would
lots
be really
of different
cool.
recipes and see who's come up with different
and,
things.
And that's really part of our goal in helping this festival get started is for people to understand that we have this really unique food tradition here. Chris and I are just big fans of the Shreveport style stuffed shrimp. And when we talk to people from outside the community, they're like, oh, I've had stuffed shrimp. And I'm like, no, you haven't had these kinds. Because literally, they look like corn dogs.
They're different.
The first time I had one, I was like, this is not a shrimp. But everyone has a different way of shaping the shrimp, a different way of making the crab meat dressing that goes around it.
Right.
And I think a festival would really help us celebrate all those differences and similarities.
That's sort of like the Philly cheesesteak.
Totally.
If you know people from Philadelphia, they will tell you nobody else makes the cheesecake the way they do in Philadelphia. You know, this is a phenomenon all over the country. People, local communities have that traditional food. New Orleans has tons of them, obviously.
And if you're in New Orleans, everybody's like, New Orleans-style coffee, New Orleans-style gumbo.
Right.
It's like, yes, well, we have Shreveport-style stuff here, too.
Thank you.
Yes.
So now you have sponsors for this that are helping you out as well, so let's give them a shout out.
Sure. Our big sponsor this year is Maryland's Place, which is a wonderful Cajun and Creole restaurant here in Shreveport. We're also being supported this season by Williams Creative Group, which is a PR and advertising firm that can help you get just about any message out there. And like Sarah said, Red River Brewing Company has come aboard to help us pay musicians responsibly for paying any gig we put on. This is something we're passionate about. We don't want to hand some incredible musician a $20 bill after he works for 4 or 5 hours. We want to pay them a living wage, and then that's what we're doing.
Now, as always, these will be recorded, and you have a podcast. Tell us about your podcast page, your blog page, and how folks can go back and find other stories, because I know, you know, you did one a while ago on the skin that I'm in, and that involved a doctor who had repaired a man who had been hit by the steeple from the First Methodist Church downtown during that tornado in 2009, I believe that was.
I think that's right. Yeah. So we have over 50 podcast episodes available to listen to. Each episode is about 20 minutes long, so that's a lot of listening. So if you're interested in getting a taste of what an evening at All Y'all is like, you can find us in the iTunes store, in Google Play, on Stitcher, Overcast. We're on Spotify. This is a new development. Right. We just got on Spotify. So basically anywhere where you might listen to music or podcast, we are likely there.
Or you can stream it from the website. It's allyallblog.com. That's allyallblog.com. And we've got all 55 episodes there for you to listen to.
All right. And as always, some of these stories may have a touch of adult content in them. So we want to put that caveat out. Could you lay that out for folks?
Yeah. So definitely on the podcast, there are some episodes that are adult listening only. We try to label those. It's funny, we were talking about this last night. This evening, I don't think we have any stories that are really adult centric that are that will have profanity or anything. So this, if you're interested in bringing your teenager or your kid, this might be a great one for them.
And the truth is, we're just talking about cussing here. We're making it sound maybe much worse.
Right, just
but
words.
Strong language.
We don't tell our storytellers that they cannot say certain words. And that's the long and short of it. So some podcasts episodes do have curse words.
Right. So now, again, all proceeds are going to this foundation. So how do folks find tickets? Because this will likely fill up pretty quick, especially after this spotlight airs.
Yeah,
today,
absolutely.
Right now, they're calling. So you might want to find out how you can get your tickets.
Yeah, so we're actually halfway sold out for the event. So we are on track to sell the whole whole place. And you can buy tickets online at allyallblog.com, B-L-O-G.com. Mm-hmm. And we'll also be selling tickets to the door as long as we don't sell out online before. So I always tell people, if you think you're coming, buy tickets online, allyallblog.com.
And we're posting ticket updates on our Facebook page, which is just All Y'all. It's an orange circle, but if you look for All Y'all, you'll find us.
All right. And so any final thoughts you want to share for folks?
Just thank you. Red River Radio has always been there for us, always been welcoming to us and said, come on and talk about it. And we work our behinds off. And so we're so thankful for y'all's help. We just can't tell you thank you enough.
Yeah. We like food, so you know, it's a pleasure. So, all right, Chris and Sarah, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
That was Chris J. and Sarah Hebert, and they joined me in our Knoll Foundation studios to tell us all about the next All Y'all Live Storytelling event. The program is on the subject of Let's Eat, and it's a culinary feast for the ears and mind, which will take place this Sunday, November 4th at 1 p.m. at the Red River Brewing Company in downtown Shreveport. For more details, you can go to the All Y'all blog online. That's allyall.com. allyallblog.com online, or call 318-272-7949. That's 318-272-7949. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.